el corazón y la rutina, llámame gay.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible, the prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord, blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come, exposing apostasy and the developing one-world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. I'm so glad that you can join with us at this broadcast. And we have a special guest today, Dr. James Jones, Jr., out of Tennessee. And he has quite an understanding of the current events of pertaining to Israel. He has a great love for Israel. And the message he's going to be preaching is under his wings. So listen with an obedient heart, and you'll see that God will bless you. After Brother Jones preaches, we're going to have some news and analysis. Now, if this is the first time that you've listened to Hope Israel Baptist Broadcast, I'd encourage you to write us and let us know what you think about the program and give us the call letters of the radio station and the time that you've heard the broadcast. That'll be a great help to us. Now, as you listen to the man of God, listen closely, because we are living in the last days, and we are very close to the time of the coming of the Lord. Are you ready to meet God Almighty? Prepare to meet thy God.
Oh, I don't know, the Jews as a whole may even get more ungodly than they are now. But it doesn't matter. It will not affect... I said it will not affect the faithfulness of God. Amen. He's faithful because he's God. He will do everything he ever said that he will do. Amen. It's not based upon what they're going to do. It's based upon what he has done and what he said he's going to do. Mercy, mercy. He's infinitely wise. Verse number 14, with whom took he counsel? And who instructed him? You ever caught yourself praying and trying to instruct God? If you hold this carpet up, I'll get under it, brother. Trying to inform God what's going on. Now, Lord, you know. Then in verse 13 he says, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? In verse 28, there is no searching of his understanding. Inexhaustibly strong, incomprehensibly skilled, infinitely wise, but watch this, and I've already covered it, indefinitely related to his people. Comfort ye my people. saith your God. Verse 9, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. All of the time has elapsed, and yet they're his people. Right now. Don't mess with the apple of his eye. I shrink in fear and in frustration when any legislative member of our nation starts wanting to give more to Arafat and the Palestinians. That's God's people they're messing with. That land God gave to them for an everlasting. He is indefinitely related to his people. Then fifthly, he's intimately aware of the needs of his people. In verse 1, again I read it, comfort ye, my people. In verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. In verse number 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. God is intimately aware of the needs of his people. And these five things assures the people of the Lord of the impossibility of God erring anywhere. God cannot fail. God cannot falter. God cannot fail. Thank God he'll do everything that he said he'd do. Here's the divine intervention. I'm finished. For Israel's conquest. Her God is not only acquainted with them, but he's able to deliver them. But there's something on top of that. He's available for them. Two things, just two things are required. But two, I'm through my text, a few words and I'm done. Two things. Number one is obedience. And number two is dependence. I'm talking about her conquest. They that wait. Now I can get a blessing out of that. You can get a blessing out of that. We can make an application out of that. But that's to the nation of Israel.
That's the context. You got that right.
God is saying to his people, if you'll just wait. If you will just wait. It's not a passive waiting. No, sir.
Oh, no.
It's doing what they already know they are to be doing.
Yeah.
And they will be doing that.
Oh, yes, they will.
For a while.
Yes.
In the first portion of that tribulation.
Yes, they will.
When they are permitted to rebuild their temple and go back to their old sacrificial system under the law. They will be doing that. They that wait upon the Lord. Okay? Now, the second one I said is dependence and wait upon the Lord. God will see them through. He will help them. Why must they wait upon the Lord? To renew their strength, he said. We need strength renewed to worship God. That God will be real in their life. For Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. God is related to it. Amen. To work. So much to be done. To wrestle. Temptation has to be overcome. Tempest must be endured. Battles must be won. Hills and mountains they'll have to climb. Rivers and valleys they'll have to cross. But they need to be unleashed from this world. God, money, just like it has in the life of a lot of Gentiles, money has become the Jews' God. And they need to be unleashed from this world and uplifted for an enlarger vision. They shall mount up with wings. The Bible tells us three things about wings or about eagles. Number one, they're swift in flight. Number two, they can see at a great distance. And number three, they build their nests in high places, preferably a rock. Preferably a rock.
You know him? I'm going to tell you, you can know him. He came personally to this world in the person of the Son in order that men might know him. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But he didn't stop there. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. That's where you and I as a Gentile are. I can know him. I do know him through his Son, Jesus Christ. Do you know him? I've met a lot of people in my life. I know a lot of people. But I've never met anybody like him. What a friend. Sticketh closer than a brother. Do you know him? I wish you knew him. He wants you to know him. He's done everything he can that you might know him. Let's stand together a minute, our brothers.
Have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, PowderSprings, Georgia, or GA, 30127, USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition. This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world, and we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that. But if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of his eye.
covenant and shows His mercy unto Thy servants that walk before Thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like Thee in the heavens.
This is News and Analysis with Dr. K. Daniel Freed.
Mm-hmm.
occupied territory once again. An article I'm reading here about this expression or the insinuation of occupied territory. What about it? Occupied territory? The Arab claim that the Jewish state, in whole or in part, depending on which Arab leader is speaking, is occupied territory, is completely false. The history of mankind is a history of migrations. Thus, almost any inhabited spot on earth has been occupied by subsequent migrants or invaders. That's right. For instance, North America and Canada were occupied by immigrants from Europe, South America, by Spanish and Portuguese. Britain was occupied at least four times by the Romans, the Danes, the Normans, and Anglos. There are very few places in this world that are not occupied territories, as claimed by the Arabs. And this abusive term should be struck from our modern lexicon. The Arab use of this term is a political ploy, part of their technique of the big lie, which they use to mislead the whole world. They repeat the lie over and over again, and due to this constant repetition, decent people eventually assumed that it was true. The facts. Over the centuries, Jews constantly sought to return to their homeland. Throughout the ages, there was always a Jewish presence in the land. Jewish pioneers drained the swamps, reclaimed the desert, and completely transformed the country, making it habitable for millions. The Jewish biblical prophets lived and died here. The patriarchs and matriarchs, the founders of the ancient Jewish people and their faith, lived and are buried in Hebron. The League of Nations recognized Jewish rights to their homeland and their right to live throughout the land of Israel. In 1947, the UN's partition plan also recognized the rights of the Jewish people to a home in this land. Thus, David Ben-Gurion declared the establishment of the State of Israel on May 14, 1948, substantially within the area the UN had proposed. Five Arab national armies then attacked the new state, and to everyone's surprise, they lost that war. And loss again in the subsequent wars they launched in 1967 and 1973. The Arab refugees were created by the wars that Arabs waged against the Jews. The Jews absorbed their fellow refugee Jews, forced to flee from hostile Arab countries. The Arabs refused to similarly absorb their fellow Arab refugees. The Arab claim of right of return to Israel has neither an historical nor a moral basis. And I couldn't agree with this. I could not agree with this any more than what they have already said. This is absolutely the facts, as reported Jerusalem Post and put out by the Women in the Green. So, of course, I don't know what the Women in the Green do, outside of putting out some good stuff in the Jerusalem Post, and I appreciate it. And anything that's factual and I can validate, I will read. That doesn't mean I endorse the organizations or even the individuals who write in these periodicals or newspapers or wherever we get our news information. But the fact of the matter is, the truth shall prevail. But whether or not the UN recognizes Israel, whether or not the Arabs recognize Israel, whether or not the U.S. recognizes Israel, well, it don't really matter to God, because God has already put in His Word exactly what He wants to be done. Now, let's find out what He wants to be done. Let's find out who really possesses this land, or who should possess this land. Let's put it that way. Genesis chapter 15, verse 18 to 21. If you are accustomed to the Jewish scriptures, that's in Bereshit chapter 15. And notice here in verse 18, in the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying unto thy seed, have I given this land. from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And in times past, I have shown that the river of Egypt is the Nile River, and the river Euphrates goes all the way up there into Iraq. That's why they're nervous over there. That's why they're real nervous. Verse 19, the Canaanites and Kenizzites and Canaanites and the Hittites and Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. Ah, the Jebusites. If you remember, I read an article about the ones who had been there in the land of Jerusalem. They originally were said to be Jebusites, but we know God gave that land over to the seed of Abraham. Deuteronomy chapter 1, 7, verses 6 to 8 as well, and chapter 11, verses 23 to 24. The Bible says, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, speaking to the Jewish people here, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Let me repeat that now. Behold, I have set the land before you, referring to the Jews. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He didn't say Abraham and Ishmael now. That's what the commentaries of the Quran says, that the only begotten son of Abraham was Ishmael, and that Ishmael was the one that he took up to Mount Moriah. But we know that's false. That's false. That's false. It's a big, big lie. The Bible says it was Isaac that he took up. And Isaac is the promised seed, folks. The Bible says Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give unto them and to their seed. Now, who's the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Well, none other than the Jews, folks. And after them. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 23, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you. Before who? Before the Jews. And ye, who? The Jews, shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness of Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you. I take notice, folks, if you're against Israel, I take notice. The Bible says there shall no man be able to stand before you. For the Lord, your God, shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. That's why after the Six-Day War, folks, and even after the War of Independence and the Sinai campaign there in I believe, 1956, the Arab nations are not too anxious to attack Israel again. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed what happened to them in 1973 in the Yom Kippur War? That's because God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Bible says, shall lay the fear of the Jews, of Israel, and the dread of the Jews, Israel, is upon all the land that ye shall tread upon. And so, folks, well, I hope nobody in Israel gets puffed up and say, well, look how powerful we are and look how mighty we are. I hope they do not say that, because without God, Israel would not have the power and the upper hand in the situation. It's God is with them. That's why. That is the bottom line. I do want to interject the two songs that we had heard previously before the introduction to the news and analysis is by a believer in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. His name is Morris Saklar, and Songs of Zion he calls, and he is an expert violinist, and I believe he had played that piece with the London Philharmonic. But it's very moving music. It helps me to reflect upon the history of Israel, the low points and the high points, but ultimately, though Israel suffers, and though Israel has suffered, and I believe the Jews are the most persecuted people in the world and historically have been, yet one day God will raise them up, and they will, no doubt at all, they will have a joyous time forever. And that time is yet to come. But the nation of Israel is going to have to recognize who the Messiah is. They're going to have to. They're going to have to recognize him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 11 that in one day all Israel shall be saved. And that will be a glorious day. Now, this thing with the Palestinians claiming that the Jews are occupying their territory is nothing new. In fact, there were similar ones. No doubt those who would be connected with the Jordanians who had lived in that region, and even some of the Edomites, and they had a similar problem trying to occupy Jerusalem and trying to possess that area of the world. And Judges chapter 11 gives us some insight on what was going on at that particular time. And this, of course, was written before the time of Christ. And this was in the time of the judges in the life of Israel before the Babylonian captivity. But in Judges chapter 11, verse 12, and Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon. Now, Ammon right now are the Jordanians, saying, what hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, from Arnon even unto Jabbok and unto Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. Well, is that a fact? The fact of the matter is, God is the creator of heaven and earth, folks, and God is the creator of this world, and God has the right to tell anybody wants to possess the land that he so chooses. It belongs to God, by the way. It does not belong to any nation. No nation has any right to any land without God's permission, folks. Now, come on, that's the truth. That's reality. So anyway, we find here that the king of Ammon, which would have been at that time king of Jordan, he wanted to occupy the land that God had given to the Jews. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Well, and said unto him, thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt, and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers unto the king of Edom, saying, let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land. But the king of Edom would not hearken thereto. And in like manner, they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consent. And Israel abode in Kadesh. Then they went along through the wilderness and compassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab and came by the east side of the land of Moab and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land into my place. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his coast, but Sihon gathered all his people together and pitched in Jahaz and fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the land of Israel, into the hand of Israel, and they smote them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country, and they possessed all the coasts of the Amorites, from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and from the wilderness even unto Jordan. You know, it's amazing to me. I mean, Jordan already has their land. Many of the Palestinians are Jordanians anyhow. Many of them are Egyptians and Syrians. Why don't they just go back where they came from? I mean, but even so, even Jordan, that whole area belonged to Israel one time. What do you think about that? Well, all the Jews wanted to do is pass through that land. After all, the Edomites are related to Abraham, and, you know, I mean, there is some kind of family connection there, but they didn't want to live peaceably with Israel, and so God judged Edom, and God judged Moab, and God judged Sihon, and God judged Ammon. And so, don't you blame this on the Jews. It's God's decision. And I wouldn't be so, I wouldn't be so disrespectful to say just take it up with God, because you have no right to take it up with him anyhow. He'll do what he pleases. He's God. That's exactly right. Hey, he's God. He's God Almighty. So now, the Lord God of Israel has dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel, and shouldest thou possess it? Wilt not thou possess that which Chemosh, that God, the small g there, giveth thee to possess? So whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, them will we possess. And now art thou anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? Verse 26, while Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns and Orah, and in all the cities that be along by the coast of Arnon, 300 years, why therefore did ye not recover them within that time? Wherefore, I have not sinned against thee. Hey, listen, Arafat. Listen, Jordan. Listen, Egypt. Listen, Syria. Listen, Iraq. Listen, Iran. Listen, Saudi Arabia. Listen. Israel's not sinned against you, but thou doest me wrong. Thou doest Israel wrong to war against me. The Lord, the judge, be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Howbeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, which he sent them. Well, folks, it's very interesting, isn't it? Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20 said that they have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. How about that? And then the Saudis come up with a plan that we will make peace with Israel as long as they go back to the 1967 borders, pre-1967 borders. Well, if they do that, they have to give up most of Jerusalem. And folks, the Bible says that the Jordanians and the Palestinians and all of those people have no portion. I say again, they have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. How about that? Of course they have no memorial in Jerusalem. Why, the Koran don't even mention anything about it. I mean, Muhammad never was even in Jerusalem. At least it's not written that he was, because they claim that he ascended from the dome of the rock. Of course, there's no proof of that. That's the figment of somebody's imagination anyhow. The only one who ever ascended bodily with a glorified body was Jesus Christ, which was witnessed by over 500 brethren, by the way. But get a load of that. They want the Israelis to go back to the 1967 pre-borders. I mean, that's ridiculous. Look, listen, why don't they just read their own Koran? I've read this before, and I'll probably read it many, many more times. But did you know, if you're out there and you're an Arab or some Muslim out there and you're wondering what's going on, let me tell you what your Quran says, all right? Now, maybe you are a peace-loving Arab. Well, if you are, I guess that's great, all right? But if you're not, then I want you to see what your Quran says. In the Quran, chapter 17, verse 104 of the night journey is what it says. And thereafter we said to the children of Israel, dwell securely in the promised land, And when the last warning will come to pass, we will gather you together in a mingled crowd. Well, how about that? In the Quran, in Zurah chapter 5, verse 21, it says, bear in mind the words of Moses to his people. Children of Israel is referring to, enter my people, the holy land which God has assigned for you. Do not turn back and thus lose all. Well, what about that? So, folks, listen. Even the Quran demonstrates that the land of Israel belongs to the Jews. There's no such thing as occupation here. The truth of the matter is they are to thank God that even we're allowed to stay in that land since the time of the independence of Israel, and they were better off under the Israeli form of government than they are now in the misery that they're living in. And if they really wanted peace with the Jews would have been able to do a whole lot more to help them. But their Arab buddies didn't lift a finger to help those poor refugees out there. I mean, that is sad. That is sad they have to be out there. What about their buddies? What about their brothers and sisters? The only time they help them is when they go out and blow themselves up in a suicide bombing attack. And that's the only time the Arab countries reward these poor Palestinian refugees. That's pretty pitiful, isn't it? Now, getting on to another issue, news item, the Jewish press reports that Israel's best friends are Christians. Writing in the Jerusalem Post, Jonathan Rosenblum states that the bedrock of American support for Israel comes from devout Christians. And I'll tell you one thing, majority of those are independent Baptists who love the Bible, love the Jews, love Israel, and have always been pro-Israel. Hallelujah to the glory of God. Such Christians number in the tens of millions, Rosenblum says. Unlike American Jews, they are not embarrassed by criticisms of Israel in certain left-wing circles and do not cancel tours to Israel after each terrorist incident. Continuing, he said, Christian supporters of Israel open up their Bibles and read that Israel is the promised land, promised to the Jews. He went on to say that Israel's Christian friends are thrilled when they meet Jews who take seriously the Bible's commandments and who continue to cherish the Temple Mount as the place where God's presence once dwelt. Hallelujah. Well, you know that's right. Now, I'm sure there's a number of Jews who are very, very pro-Israel, and that's what they call Zionists. And I'm quoting from the Jewish press, so you take it up with them, all right? But hallelujah. It's obvious that true Bible-believing Christians are pro-Israel, pro-Jew, love the Jew. Oh, I know some of you are going to say, well, if you're so pro-Jew, how come you're trying to convert us? Hey, listen, what we're trying to do by the grace of God is bring you back into the historic faith of our forefathers. My forefathers, Abraham too, hallelujah. And that's all we're trying to do. But ultimately, you're going to have to make your own decision. Whether you make a decision or not is up to you. We're still going to promote Israel. We still love Israel. And we are the best friends that Israel has ever had. And by the way, ever will have. Now, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, as I've reported in the past, anti-Semitism is always around. And as well reported in the Jewish press that Australia's anti-Semitism is on the rise. In Sydney, a report indicates that anti-Semitism has reached record highs in the country with more than 30 reports a month. The attacks are directed at Jews and institutions. Assault, arson, vandalism are 60% above the average and more than 10% above the previous year. Included were a series of firebomb attacks at a synagogue and community center, including one while people were on the premises, assaults on young Jewish men, one which resulted in the victims requiring serious surgery, gasoline bombs thrown into the homes of Jewish religious leaders, smashing of windows in synagogues and other institutions, vandalism at Jewish homes and community offices, and occasions during which people were on their way to or from the synagogue services were assaulted by eggs, rocks, bottles, or firecrackers, or were harassed verbally. Jews also were subject to threats over the telephone, some five times those of the previous year. The mail, leaflets, posters, and email were all used to threaten Jewish people. The emails were three times the average, exceeding previous tally by 25%. The media repeatedly make statements that were insulting or offensive to the Jews. Now that's why Hope Israel Baptist Broadcast is on the air. And that's why we believe that it is a worthy ministry to support. You ought to pray about sponsoring the Hope for Israel Baptist Broadcasts and support us through your local church, and you'll see God's richest blessing on your life and on your church. The Bible says, I will bless them that bless thee. And so we need your help to get the message, to get the facts, and to get reality out there to the masses. They need to know what the truth says. They need to know what the Bible says. Now, this news, most of the resources have been gathered courtesy of Zion News International. I tell you, if there's ever been a time that we as Bible-believing Christians need to raise up, we need to raise up and support the nation of Israel. That's right. I believe we ought to take to the streets, hallelujah. We need to take to the streets with our Israeli flags and show our support for Israel. You say, have you ever done that, Dr. Freed? Oh, yes, I have. And if you're part of a Bible-believing church, you ought to be a part of that. You ought to get out there and show your support to the Jews. Let them know that true Bible-believing Christians love the Jew and support Israel. While the world's against them, I want to be for them. Because to be for Israel is to be for God. That's exactly right. Are you going to be for Israel? Or are you going to be against the God of Israel? Yes, indeed. I'm going to be for Israel. I'm going to support Israel. I'm going to pray for Israel. I'm going to love Israel. I'm going to do whatever I can to promote the cause of the existence of Israel. No matter what happens, folks, understand one thing. God is watching. Everything is open and naked before the eyes of God. So don't you worry. Don't you fret. God has everything under control. And no matter what happens in Israel, God is going to judge those nations one day. And right now, poor little Israel is barely surviving with just a sliver of the land that was promised to them. That's right, just a sliver. I believe when I was there in 1973, Israel was 50 miles wide, about 150 miles long. Now, I may be off on that, but now they want to try to get it so that it's only 9 miles wide. Now, folks, I'll tell you one thing. That is absurd. If we're not for Israel, we might as well just hang it up, folks, because I'm not going against God. That's right. The Bible says, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curses thee. Are you going to bless Israel? Are you going to bless the Jew? Are you? Or are you going to just kind of become or stay complacent? You just go ahead. Just stay complacent. I mean, do nothing. I mean, don't even pray for them. I mean, don't. When somebody gives some anti-Semitic slur, like something that's wicked as hell, and you just keep quiet, don't even say anything. Are you not helping the enemies of God? Well, may God help us. May God help us.
that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your hearts of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God, with sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by his own blood, and call upon him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to his word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us then. Let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by free will offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your free will donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew-English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question, is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or P-O-W-D-E-R-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Georgia, or G-A, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. My earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast.